Those of you new to my press conferences, this will be the largest crowd we have here at training camp. So don't be depressed. I'm not. So far, so good. I guess I'll just take questions. You know, training camp's training camp. There's things that that you like and things that you want to see improvement on, and hopefully we'll have more of one and less of the other. Question.
Ted, do you have any update on the severity of Barclay's injury?
No, Michael, I think he's scheduled to probably meet with the press after practice today, and he normally goes through the details of all the where the guys are injury-wise.
Well, overall, it looks like serious. How do you feel about the depth up front, given his Barclay's flexibility, too?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the nature of the beast this time of year. Guys go down some, and other guys step up, next man up.
Have you see any need to go out and get someone of any experience, or do you want to see the young guys play out at that position?
Not really, and we'll see. There's all kinds of adjustments and turns and stops and that sort of thing during training camp in terms of your roster. But we've got, I think we've got 15 total on our roster. So, you know, we tried to acquire as many big guys as we could in the off season. So we'll see.
Ted, you were at the press conference the other day involving Brett Favre and that announcement. I think it was the first time that your reaction to the whole situation.
I think it's great. I think there's a certain feeling. I think that everybody associated with the Packers and just fans and shareholders and things like that that feels it's the right thing. You know, it feels comfortable that. That we now, you know, have a plan, and we're going to do things a certain way, and you know, he'll be back. I think it's great to have him back.
Ted, there was maybe a perception, maybe wrongly, after listening to what Brett said about maybe you and he, and when he said that you had sent him some messages during the course of the last couple of years of him playing elsewhere, kind messages. What prompted you to do that during those times?
Well, I mean, what he's done for this place is remarkable. I was here in 92 when Ron first acquired Brett. So we sort of, with the Packers, we sort of grew up with the Packers. And he's a good guy, great football player, good teammate. Like I say, we're happy all that other stuff is kind of been put aside, and let's go forward with the relationship.
Ted, in a first preseason game, what do you look for in a young guy to see that they're getting? You know, is it assignment sure? Is it what is it that you kind of look for when you watch the game?
A little bit of everything, but mostly, you know, try to ascertain if the game's too big for them. And sometimes it'll be in the first game, but not in the second game. It's interesting. You acquire tons of information over the course of a short time, you know, just like the month of August. In that time, you will find out a lot about all the players on our team, and hopefully you make the right decisions at the end. It's a very difficult process. At the end, this part is not so difficult because, you know, nobody has to leave and you don't have to make any roster reductions or anything like that. But as you get closer, it gets harder.
You sort of have your weight on games or the everyday practice when
you see players? I think you try to factor all of it in. Certainly playing the game, though, is an important factor, and you only get so many looks at that. The practices, you have a few more of those, but it's all combined.
Ted, we were talking to Ron on the sideline yesterday, and he said, now maybe he was not entirely telling the truth, but he said under today's rules, he doesn't think he could cut a team as well and pick the right guys as effectively because of the limited amount of information he could get from the number of practices, et cetera. Has it gotten harder for you, or do you just sort of roll with the changes?
No, well, I mean, obviously you have to adjust and to the changes over time, and there are a little bit differences. Ron's a big, tackle and block guy, basics, and I am to a degree, but I'm probably less in favor of watching the Packers play the Packers than Ron would be. And he's a little more old school when it comes to that. But I understand what he's saying, but I also think that over time you can watch people and evaluate, athletic skills and movement, and I think you get, in the course of some selective practices where the tempo is a little bit higher and the preseason games themselves, I think you can get a fair opinion of what you need to do.
When you watch the practices, you watch each preseason game, when you see a young guy make plays or you see a young guy struggle, does it affirm to you the choices he made in the draft or in undrafted free agency or vice versa? Is it something you take pride in when you see a young guy make plays for it?
If they do good and if we drafted them, yes, we like that. No, all kidding aside, you can't get caught up in pulling for a particular player. This has to play itself out. It's never going to be, what I would have told you on June 1st of how this team is going to look would be different already today than what is in June 1st. And it's going to be a lot different at the end of August than it is today. So you have to just, as hard as it is, you have to kind of let it play out. And I know all the media has to make their own fantasy cuts and ideas about who's going to make the team and who's not. You guys are almost always wrong. If you were close, I'd give you credit. But I'm kidding in some way, but it affects our young guys. Our old guys, it probably doesn't affect them so much, but I've seen young guys, read the newspaper and all of a sudden they're all depressed because, the sports writer has them not making the final roster. I know you have to do that. I know people are interested in it, but it's not accurate. And I kind of feel bad for the guys that have to read that.
Isn't that a sign that maybe mentally they're not I guess you could rationalize that.
They wrote that about me when I was with them Houston Oilers in 1975, doggone it. And I was always cut in every newspaper.
Ben, how much does that experience color how you approach this job, Bill? I mean, you've told that story before about how you thought you made the team your last year and then they had the draft pick come in.
Yeah.
That impact you every training camp, but how you deal with this? You don't use the word cut.
Right. I think so. I think I have a little more empathy of what the guys go through as opposed to people that have never gone through it. There's pressure on these guys. There's pressure, for themselves, to try to do as well as they can to show what they can do. And there's pressure from their, from their families, from their friends, and they don't want to let those people down. And so there's a whole lot going on here. This is real life, and I have, like I say, I have an appreciation for what they're going through.
Ted, all the work you guys have done to prevent injuries, the Everett Harris and Barclay injuries, just the rub of the green, so to speak.
I think so. Not to get too specific, but if you watch either one of those things when it happened, it wouldn't give any sort of indication that it was going to be a bad deal.
Ted,
It's just the way it turned out.
On at the shareholders meeting day, Mark Murphy said he was thinking about lowering prices to preseason games because they've changed. And from the time when he was a player, how have the preseason games changed in that time and how players are used? And as an evaluator, you not only need to see some of these guys get snaps, but is there certain play calls that help you evaluate what you see from the young guys in these preseason games?
Well, in terms of play call, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, whatever, I let the coaches do that. We watch the end result, I guess. In terms of it, you know, the preseason being different, you know, I'll let other people speak to that because some of it has political tone in nature. But like I said, I think we get a fair assessment of on our guys during the course of the preseason, the way it's set up now.
Ted, just how difficult was it seeing Jonathan Franklin go through his situation, and how important was it to you guys to find a role for him?
Well, it's difficult. Jonathan, great kid, as you guys know. You guys have all interviewed him at one time or another, and he's very likable, great personality, wonderful smile, wonderful person. Mark Murphy thought it was a good idea to see if we could find a role for him to perform. You know, his training things, you don't know what he you know, he's going to be the mayor of L.A., so he's not going to be here that long. But it gives him some insight and some way of seeing the inside workings of the organization at different levels, not necessarily associated with the football part, but whether it be marketing or public relations or whatever.
Two more, please.
Ted, do you have any emotional attachment to the Tennessee Titans since they are the former Houston Oilers? Do you ever think about that?
I don't know if emotional would be it, but I was told one of my pictures still hangs on the wall down there. I don't know if that's true. I can't imagine it being true. The Addams family was always good to me, and we had a wonderful time when I was playing. So, yeah, I suppose. They still have sort of the same colors, Columbia blue.
Did they tell you which wall it was?
Say again?
Did they tell you which wall the picture was in there?
No. I'm not sure. Like I say, I think somebody's pulling my leg.